Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish Nation. Hey, you. How you doing? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What's up?
Big things are popping all around the world. You gotta love the energy that's out there.
Yes.
Recreational weed is now legal in California.
Pop, pop.
I know Heidi and Frank are happy about that. But Texas is looking to take a big bite out of the market and his broken ground on his very own 40-acre pot farm. We'll get to that later. Jesse Williams might have had Minka Kelly under his tree for Christmas, but his ex-wife made sure he didn't have his kids. And he is
pissed. That he is.
Well, first, Portia, what you cooking over there?
Well, as you know, Khloe Kardashian is expecting her first child with Tristan Thompson.
Aww.
Yes.
I love Khloe.
I know Gary is so excited for this. And she just went on to Ellen to reveal that she's already got a baby name picked out. Y'all ready?
Let's go.
Ready? Drum roll.
I think if it's a boy, I'll go with Junior. But I don't know what to do.
Just plain Junior?
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
Tristan Junior.
Uh-huh.
And then for a girl, I don't even know where to begin.
No. Will you keep, like, the K? Will you start with a K?
I think I want a K or a T for Tristan.
Yeah.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Did she say she was 6 months the other day?
She looks beautiful.
She does. She's not big at all.
She looks gorgeous, though.
Yeah, she does look
gorgeous. There is nothing negative you can say, negative Nancy.
But girl, if you get yourself bought up and made up all like that, you look gorgeous, too.
Honey. I mean,
that
what
baby
you mean,
look like her, we'll know that's really her child.
So do y'all think she already know the sex of the baby?
Well, of course she does. She's a Kardashian.
Yeah,
she
I think she does because she kind of gave up the fact that she might name it Junior. And normally, if they're trying to keep it a secret, you wouldn't put that out there first.
So that means it's going to be a girl.
It's probably a girl.
But a
exactly.
Good girl name is Tristan, too. That's a cute girl name.
A girl?
A Tristan?
Yeah. I thought about that. But not a Junior, though.
She could be Khloe Junior.
Yeah. Khloe Junior?
Khloe Junior.
Like a female, like if you named after your mom, couldn't you be like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you could.
I think if Khloe has a girl, she should name her Kizzy. That's a K or a Keisha.
Kizzy or Keisha.
That's a cute name, yeah.
Get the hell out of here, Kunta.
That's
no, it is not. Get out of here,
Gary. Mm-hmm. Anyway, y'all, up next it's time for
Tattoo or Tattoo.
Now, Chris Brown, y'all, he just debuted his new ink, honey, a head tattoo of the Mortal Kombat character Sub-Zero.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What do we think about this?
That was an interesting choice because if Gary didn't tell me that was like Sub-Zero, I would have thought it was Bane. From,
Yeah.
I was a scuba diver.
Back to.
I wonder if the artist is going to finish him.
All right, moving on. Russell Wilson has moved on from Ciara and is now apparently dating Lisa Bonet, honey.
Shut your mouth.
How the hell is that even possible?
Uh-uh. Check this out. I'm just playing. I'm just playing. No, for real, though, Ciara just shared some sexy new photos from the bedroom, and she credits her husband, Russell Wilson, as the photographer. Now, she does favor who I just said. Check it out.
She looks a lot like Lisa Bonet.
Yeah, she does.
She got the last body, honey.
Yes.
She looks beautiful.
She does.
You know what's funny? I didn't think that Russell and Ciara would be as public as they are, because they show a lot of intimate stuff.
Well, with Ciara being an R&B, you know, superstar person, you know, she sings. You know, of course she's going to be on social media.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, so Russell's just falling in line, getting down with the get down. He probably likes the attention he's getting from being on social media more. It's like a drug.
True. And he does have one of the baddest chicks, so why not show off?
Yes, honey.
And Russell is very handsome himself.
Yeah, but he ain't showing nothing yet.
He is.
What is he supposed to be showing?
Well,
give his body. He can have his body out.
She's showing hers. Let's be equal opportunity.
The equal.
And skip it. Anyway, Jeopardy. They started off the new year in the most savage way possible. So the category was music and literature before and after. And here is the answer this guy gave. Check it out.
A song by Coolio from Dangerous Minds goes back in time to become a 1667 John Milton classic. Nick,
what is Gangster's Paradise Lost?
Yes. Our judges have reevaluated one of your responses a few moments ago, Nick. You said gangsters instead of gangstas on that song by Coolio. So we take 3,200 away from you. So you are now in second place. Lisa, you have the lead.
You dare not take $3,200 from me. Talking about I didn't say star instead of earth.
He should sue.
Now, Coolio has since responded and said that he would have gave it to the guy, but technically Jeopardy got it right. It's Gangster's Paradise and not Gangster's Paradise. But more importantly, he said that this should be a lesson for all white people, saying the ER will always get you in trouble. Never use the ER if you don't have to use the ER.
Oh,
and he's right.
That's cute.
Keep the ER out your mouth. Oh, my God.
Don't even go to the hospital to the ER, honey.
Okay. Who are the producers on this show? They are so savage.
No,
they doing petty stuff.
Yeah, that's petty.
Now, Jeopardy has released issued a statement saying gangsta and gangster are listed separately in the Oxford Dictionary, each with his own unique definition. Nick changed not only the song's title, but also its meaning, making the response unacceptable.
So they went even further in their pettiness. They got a whole excuse.
That's
I would
petty.
Love to know the difference in the definition of gangsta
and
gangster.
Gangster, me too.
I would love, is that where you hold your gun like this or hold it like that?
Well, y'all, somebody did not have a Merry Christmas this year.
How is that possible?
I know.
Well, our good old friend Jesse Williams. Jesse is accusing his ex-wife, Erin Drake Lee, of keeping their two children away from him on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and New Year's Eve.
Oh.
Good Lord.
Good Lord.
Why she being the Grinch?
Because after their bitter split in April, they had finally reached a joint custody agreement back in November, but Jesse claims Erin is not following the overnight agreement deal and filed a petition with the judge and now wants a regular schedule for the kids enforced and custody for 2 weekdays.
Well, that's kind of fair. Well, you did say bitter, and usually when people are bitter, it hasn't even been a full year yet. Mm-hmm. So she's probably still mad and just trying to hurt him any way she can.
No, she's not bitter.
That is true.
She's not bitter.
Oh, yes, she is.
Yes, she's definitely bitter.
No, she's not, because here's the deal, baby. All right, now, their agreement, honey, states that he gets overnight access if a scheduled visit falls on the weekend.
Yes.
And my thing is this, honey.
Right.
He was not, he didn't want the damn children anyway. Because first of all, honey, she's a lawyer. He knew that when he married her. But he's dating that doggone alleged woman, Miss Minka Kelly. She don't have no kids. She don't want to be bought the dumb damn children. So that's why he made it that way.
But you know, you may have a point, but I also think that here, if she's an attorney, it don't even take an attorney to tell that you're supposed to specify holidays and say, okay, this Christmas I will have them. You know, this birthday you will have. Even birthdays, you're supposed to separate that.
So
she's just being technical. That's all. She's being technically technically petty.
Ain't nothing like a woman scolding.
Okay.
So, honey.
And who got control of the kids.
That's right. And who knows the law?
An attorney scorn.
Hello. A paid attorney.
Okay. He messed up.
Okay.
All right, so Mike Tyson, King of the Ring. One of the hardest men on the planet, pause. Well, he's on the verge of becoming a heavyweight ganjapreneur.
Okay.
Ganja?
Yeah, like, you know, weed, marijuana.
Oh,
it just got legalized for recreational use in California, so everybody's getting down with the crown.
Yes.
So him and some business partners have broken ground on Tyson Ranch in SoCal. It's going to be a 40-acre ranch so he can grow marijuana, fund research into medical effects of the drug.
So are y'all investing?
No, I don't partake.
But, you know, there's some other entrepreneurs who are getting down with it, too. You got Whoopi Goldberg. Willie Nelson, Elbridge, Tommy Chong, and of course Snoop.
But they were weed smokers anyway.
Yeah.
Also, there ain't nothing new.
No, but now they're able to invest their
money
into it.
Oh, and finally get a return on their initial investment. But what do you think would be a good slogan for, like, Tyson's, you know, Tyson's Ranch?
Oh!
This weed is you with the quits.
Yeah.
But, Brad, if you had a dispensary or, like, a ranch or a farm, what would you call it?
You gotta be high. You gotta be high.
You're right.
Yeah, see,
right.
When you're high, you think of the best names. You get all creative.
Baptized in the skunk.
Yeah. There you go.
Skunk the five.
Actually, my name can't be attached to that because I'm on probation.
That would be Shantae Harris's Skunk the Five.
All right, coming up, Snoop Dogg's son, Cordell, has been hitting the fashion runways and killing it. We'll show you his beautiful pics next.
Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Yes, honey, from football to modeling, Snoop Dogg's son has a new gig.
What's he doing these days?
What's he doing? Now, modeling, Carson. He just said from football to modeling.
Mm, yeah.
Y'all weren't listening. I should have read the contest rules. Yes.
Y'all weren't listening.
Yes. Now, Cardell Broders, y'all, has just landed his first modeling cafe with the luxury goods company, Brad, your favorite, MCM.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, one of your favorites, yes.
Yes. It's vintage, it's quality, it's for the culture.
Oh, yes.
Oh, honey. Now, y'all, he's been walking the catwalk in Milan for Dolce & Gabbana and in New York for Philip Plein.
Yes. Oh, wow. Yes, I really like Philip Plein. He gives everybody a chance.
Now, sources say, y'all, that he'll be featured in a Kenneth Cole campaign next month, and he's in a pre-production to direct and write a short film for Kango.
I'm proud of him. That's
not
awesome.
A bad second act at all, especially
that's
like
awesome.
When the football thing didn't work out. Like,
right.
You know.
He looked like a baby. That's a baby chest. He like
it
a baby.
Sure is, man.
Baby
don't
face, baby
that.
Chest.
My chest bigger than
he
his.
Like a baby.
He's super cute, and the girls love him.
Well, yeah.
He still got Similac dripping right here.
All right, now moving on. Coachella, one of the biggest musical festivals in the world. Oh. They just announced their official lineup. We already knew Beyonce was going to be there.
Yes.
But the next ones is a doozy. First of all, for the first time in 19 years, there is no rock headliner.
Wow. Okay?
What?
I know the rock people are pissed.
So they
I mean, they're performing. But they're not headlining. Like,
wow.
The big headliners are Beyonce, The Weeknd, and Eminem.
Woo! So what is this going to do for the crowd, though? Because what are all of the little pot-smoking, like, rock girls?
They're going to be there.
What are they going to do?
They'll be there the whole weekend from beginning to end.
Okay.
Yeah, but the rest of the lineup includes people like SZA, Vince Staples, Odessa, Tyler, the Creator, Migos, Kygo, Cardi B, and Post Malone. One Direction of Louis Tomlinson was shocked when he saw the lineup, and he tweeted, just seen the Coachella lineup. What the f*** all the bands? It's a festival.
Exactly.
Right, that sounds like the BET Awards.
Well, that's what I said, girl.
Okay, we're the rock folks.
Well, of course, Beyonce's Beehive was not here for it at all. They immediately attacked him and made it clear that having Beyonce as the headliner is all they need.
I think they should have kept some rock stars in there.
Me too.
I think that Beyonce is totally Coachella. We've been waiting on her for 2 years now. But I think they should have kept some rock star people in and keep it an authentic Coachella.
When you think of Coachella, you think of rock bands and punk rockers and people getting high and stuff like that. You don't think of Beyonce.
And you know who's the first act of Coachella?
Who?
Diana Ross is opening the show.
Well, honey, no, she wouldn't do nothing like that.
That was you.
I know. It's Ross would be with all them weed heads and things, honey.
She smoked.
Well, no, don't say she smoked.
I'm joking. I really don't know.
She doesn't.
Anyway, apparently, y'all, Mary J. Blige's ex is struggling through his divorce.
How are you struggling?
Poor
King.
I can't do.
Damn this man. I didn't even really know him, but now I, like, personally don't
like
him.
It's like a hatred.
Oh.
You cannot do the queen this way. We are highly upset. So according to court documents obtained by The Blast, Kendu Isaacs claims that his money battles with Mary have stressed him out so much that he's ended up at the hospital.
Oh, no, poor Kendu.
Well, in the paperwork, Kendu reiterates his financial hardships without Mary's support, saying he is unemployable. Paying his rent has become impossible, and without Mary, he would be destitute.
He can do better than this.
Yes, he can
do. He can do. I waited on that. Yes, he can do.
He can do better than this.
Be a man.
You're a man.
Oh, my God.
How much did they get from
this?
$30,000 or so?
Yeah.
How you can't survive?
And he's still trying to get more.
He lived the lifestyle she got him accustomed to.
$30,000 is enough.
That they're no longer married. He was cheating on her with that other chick.
Exactly.
What do you expect to happen?
What do you want?
But we're missing the point that this man is in the hospital, honey. His life.
Yeah, he in the hospital. Oh, it's not enough.
How can I ever live on this $30,000
a month? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You said no more drama.
Right?
Hey, you want to know the secret of hitting on girls when you're Brad Pitt? Hint, being Brad Pitt helps. We'll tell you more about that after the break.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Well, baby, honey, I got some tea on Brad Pitt. So apparently, y'all, when Brad, who is one of the sexiest, most eligible bachelors right now, when he's y'all flirting with women, he uses his real name, William.
That's sexy.
Oh.
Is it?
Yeah.
William Pitt?
Everybody know Brad. I want to know William. Willie.
Okay, now, Portia, if you saw Brad Pitt, honey, mm-hmm. and he came up and introduced himself as William, mm-hmm. what would you have done? What would you say?
Hello, William. I'm Miss Williams.
Yes, right.
That's I'm going with it.
Yes.
Of course I know he's Brad Pitt.
Of course.
But if you want to play games, I could play.
But you know, if you said you're Miss Williams, that might scare him off and make him think you was already trying to marry him on the spot. Like.
No, because no. I put an S behind it. Williams. Take my last
Will
name.
Williams.
Yeah.
Well, that situation might work out, but one thing that didn't work out the other day on Twitter was the fact that people was trying to boycott Michael B. Jordan's upcoming movie Black Panther because it's rumored that he is dating a chick who is not black.
Oh get out of here. Well, so what?
Oh, my God.
What?
Are they doing that so because what? This movie is called Black Panther?
Yeah, but if he's playing a Black Panther, honey.
No, he's not playing.
No, not this one.
Like a fictional superhero.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we get things confused, huh?
So the word on the street, he's dating this model by the name of Ashlyn Castro. They were seen spending New Year's together, and she allegedly spent Kwanzaa with him and his friends.
Kwanzaa?
Nice.
Yeah.
She's officially black. She spent nice. Kwanzaa?
Yeah, she's like, she's really buying into
she's
the whole
black
experience.
She's pretty much black.
Is she black?
Should have had black in her over the holidays.
Amen to that, and maybe before then, too, darling.
Okay, and after.
Hello.
Black Twitter was, like, in a frenzy debating whether or not people should boycott Black Panther because he isn't dating a black woman.
Well,
this is
should.
The most ridiculous thing
oh
I have ever
God.
Heard in my entire life.
What?
First of all, come on now. These days, who the hell cares if you dating black, white,
Hello?
Purple, whatever?
Black Twitter cares. My thing is this, Danny. You're doing all these black movies, honey, and stuff, and you got poor black women out there. They don't even have a damn man. And you
it's
date
not,
somebody that's
not
non-black,
black,
honey.
It's not,
yeah.
not a black movie.
It's not a black movie, but he black hell, so.
And most women are actually mad, not because of who he's dating, because they're not dating him.
And they ain't gonna get him. They had no shot, absolutely.
They probably,
well,
they probably been
trying to
they
help
probably been all up and through that man DM.
Here you got y'all two sitting here without a man, and here y'all letting this woman
who
get the man.
Who said we without, boo-boo?
Hello, don't
was
say, well,
lonely.
I'm without. She's got everything, darling.
Okay.
Don't ever underestimate me, honey. Boo.
Where's your Jordan?
Where's your whatever,
BB.
Honey?
Well, that's why I'm pissed.
Because you lonely. Well, you wouldn't get him at all anyway.
Wait.
Oh, you can pull B. Jordan.
Never underestimate the power of me.
Oh, you and your leather jacket, shirt, whatever.
Shoot me, okay? Shoot me now.
All right, Dish Nation fans, now that you've got your friends and family all hooked up with our Dish gear, now it's time to treat yourself.
All right,
go
now.
Ahead and get yourself a hoodie, a tee, or a tote.
All right, what would be your favorite item in your kitchen cabinet? Me.
Think not. Go to dishnation.com/dishgear to get geared up today. And coming up, Chrissy Teigen just won't let go of Christmas.
Oh, what?
Yeah, we'll tell you what she did coming up next. Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation, everybody.
Hey!
Well, y'all, Chrissy Teigen doesn't want to let Christmas go.
I don't blame her.
Well, Chrissy posted a photo of her, John, Luna, and Chrissy's mom all dressed up in front of the Christmas tree in matching pajamas with the caption, "Christmas is not over."
All right, I ain't mad at that.
Yeah, she's determined.
Oh,
how long do y'all leave y'all tree up after you put it up?
Like January 1st, actually, I took the tree down.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
mine
super quick.
A year.
I just took mine down yesterday.
Really?
You did. So you know, cool. when I had an apartment, I was lazy, y'all. I used to actually just push it over in the corner.
Really?
Legit, I push it over in the corner.
Yeah.
Until, like, people would harass me around, like, what, March and, you know, around April. They'd be like, look, take it down. And I finally put a bag over it. But I was like, I'm not finna take that all the way down to the basement.
Yeah.
When it can sit right in that corner, it ain't bothering nobody.
The key to keep it going is figure out ways to utilize the tree for the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Like, why can't it be a Valentine's Day tree?
Right, why can't you hang hearts off of it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or MLK Day tree.
Or a birthday tree.
How would you decorate an MLK Day tree, head crab?
Just throw a suit on it, some picket signs.
Them for colors only.
Oh my God, I just so picture
throw
that.
Throw a rock at it every then.
Hose it down.
Oh my God.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.